Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. It's the second day of February in the year of our Lord 2023. Welcome to Prayer, Praise, Deliverance Ministry. You are a circle of friends. You're another teaching and tutor of the Pastor Darlene Bundish, wonderful woman of God.
Yes.
My name is Apostle Anton. I'm Evangelist Austin. We're starting off today facilitating.
Yes.
This is the day that the Lord has made. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his courts with praise. I will say this is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made glad. I will rejoice for he has made glad.
Oh, yes, Lord.
We worship you.
Oh, yes.
Almighty God. There is none
like you.
We worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I long to do. We give you praise. Because our righteousness. We worship you, O mighty God. There is none
like you,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There is something about that name.
Glory, glory.
Master, Savior, Jesus. Like a fragrance after the rain, Lord God, we thank you for moving by your spirit, oh my God, and moving by your power, Lord God. We pray that you touch everyone individually and collectively, oh God. So we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. Just came to worship you, Lord God, to honor you and to adore you, Lord God, to bring you the sacrifice of praise, oh Lord God, the fruits of our lips. In Jesus' name, Lord God. Praise you.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Again. Well, good morning, everyone. Saints and this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. So, God, we thank you. We praise you, Lord God. And we're going to move right along in this hour of power. Pray we thank God for this Thursday morning. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank God for all the work together. And remember that God is only working for your highest good. We have the life she's going to breathe the air. She gives up the week out with God. Stand on that. We'll be right back to take your prayer request and move on in our power prayer in the name of Jesus. So God, we thank you. We praise you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Apostle Horsley. Praise God. We thank you for the prayer. We thank you for opening us up this morning and starting us, hallelujah, on the service on today. Grace, mercy, and peace, everyone. We welcome you today to our hour of power. Praise God. Today, of course, is Thursday, February the 2nd, 2023. Hallelujah. And truly, we want to give honor to our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, who is the head of all of our lives. We do honor our beloved Pastor Darlene Bundage and all the clergy in their respective places on the line and to all of God's people in their respective places. Truly, we count it an honor and a privilege, hallelujah, to be with you on this morning. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now, our scripture of the week is coming from the 35th division of Psalms, praise the Lord. And we're going to our verses, the 13th verse, but I wanted to start from the 11th and we'll read down to the 14th verse. Praise God. It's false witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. They rewarded me evil for good to the spoiling of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer returned unto mine own bosom. I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. Praise the Lord. Truly, this is a powerful scriptures here. This is a powerful chapter of the 35th division here of Psalm. And we know that the psalmist, he was known as the sweet psalmist, the king of Israel, David here, is fervently praying and sincerely seeking God to help him in dealing with his unjust enemies. My God, David could not understand why he was forced on several occasions to flee from men who were unjustly seeking to kill him. And among them were King Saul and his men and his very own dear son, Absalom, hallelujah, who was seeking to dethrone his father to become king of Israel. But I'm so glad that David took the high road. Hallelujah. David prayed. He began to plead with God and to lament before the Lord and laying out his case of how there was this injustice toward him. David knew that he could not revenge himself or avenge himself. He knew he had to seek the wisdom, the justice, and the help from God alone. Hallelujah. Because the Lord gives us to know that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Truly, we can relate to how David must have been feeling, praise God, as he was being unjustly treated by those who he even loved. When we look at the Psalms 35, this 13th verse brings it out more clearly here, was David's response to the unjust treatment of those who in many cases he had loved. Hallelujah. But he says, but as for me, when they were sick, in other words, when his enemies were sick, he didn't rejoice over it, but he prayed for them. He clothed himself with sackcloth. He humbled himself. He, in essence, he yielded to the will of God. He submitted to God, hallelujah, on their behalf. He prayed for them. He prayed that their sickness would go and that God would begin to bless his enemy. Hallelujah. You say, I humbled my soul with fasting and my prayer returned into mine own bosom. In other words, he seemed like there wasn't any answer, but he continued to pray. And saints of God, we must continue as well to pray for those who despitefully use us. Hallelujah. He said, I behaved myself as though he had been my friend or brother. I bowed down heavily as one that mourneth for his mother. So he was saying to the Lord, Lord, I didn't respond in a way that others may have responded, but Lord, I submitted myself to you. I humbled myself in seeking your face and to do your will. He reverenced God as being the Lord, hallelujah, and able to deliver him from these situations, hallelujah. I'm so glad that David, hallelujah, he had to recognize the fact that God had all the answers, and he had to yield to the will and the way of God in dealing with his enemies instead of seeking revenge or retribution on his own. Glory be to God. What a good lesson that is for us, because truly we could say today that we can see, hallelujah, the injustices even in our in the racism that we see in our society. When we look at the police brutality, when we see what the young man, the Tyler Nichols, had to go through, truly we can understand a prayer of that magnitude, because many of us are yet praying to God for justice on behalf of those of us who are black in this society, who are so unjustly treated. But we must do as David did, hallelujah. Even Jesus himself said, Matthew 5:43, ye have heard it had been said, those thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. Verse 44, Jesus says, but I say, glory be to God, but I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be called the children of your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we have to take the pattern, the example that Jesus gave to us. Even while he was on the cross, one of his last words was, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I believe also this is a response for Stephen, who was being unjustly stoned in the book of Acts. He took the high road and he prayed for his enemies. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we must understand that we have to take the high road. Those of us who've been saved and washed in the blood of the Lamb, we are now bond servants of Jesus. In other words, we have to understand that we have to be obedient to the word of God. If we're saying we are saved and filled with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, and on our way to heaven, then we have to be obedient to the word of God. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Jesus said, love ye one another, even as I have loved you. Hallelujah. And to love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might and mind. It's so important, saints, if we truly love God with every fiber of our being, then there should be some sign of how we live. Hallelujah. It's not all in what we, how we are dressed. You know, some people, when they go to church, you know, they dress up in their fine clothes, and women put on their fine dresses, and men put on their fine suits. But God is looking at the condition, saints, of our hearts. God wants to see if we are truly a pure in our hearts, that our motives are right, that we truly are seeking to do his will and not our will, even in difficult situations as we are faced with. Personally, many of us are going through the same thing on personal levels. We have enemies that we must seek the wisdom of God to deal with. And I don't know about you, but I've seen the Lord step in many times. Hallelujah. And hallelujah. For truly he will make your enemy your footstool if you do it God's way. And then there are times when the Lord, because of the light that we allow to shine, they will come over to the Lord's side. So it's important that we seek the wisdom of God. Do it God's way, saints. When we go to God in prayer on behalf of our enemy, let's pray. Let's have mercy upon them as Jesus had mercy on us. Jesus said, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Saints of God, I am more determined than ever to live according to the will and way of God. Even in Luke 6, verses 27 to 30, when you get a chance, read it, because Jesus says the same thing. Do good to those who hate you. In essence, bless those who curse you. Pray for those who despitefully treat you. Pray for them. Don't curse them. Don't wish them harm. Don't rejoice when they are being chastised. But let's pray that their souls may be saved. Let's pray that the enemy would discover that they need Jesus and that they would turn their lives over to Jesus and be saved. Saints, we got to have the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is that God says he's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So as we think on these verses today, praise the Lord, I'm praying that the Lord would give you a heart, which I know many of you have, to love our enemies and to pray for them and be concerned for them. Hallelujah. Only God could bring true justice, saints of God. So we must seek the mind of Christ, the will of God. And we do that through his word and in prayer and in fasting. Hallelujah. It's important that we afflict our souls, saints, and seek the face of God from day to day. Praise the Lord. We need to daily fast or consecrate. We need to set time aside every day to yield our members to the will of God. Hallelujah. To obey his guidance. See, when we fast, we could be more in tune to the Spirit, to the leading of the Holy Spirit, and not our flesh. Hallelujah. Because Apostle Paul said, I die daily. Saints, we must die to our flesh. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We've got to die to this mindset, this fleshly mindset. Hallelujah. Apostle Paul gives us to know that we must present our bodies, saints, as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. And be ye not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed, saints, by the renewal of our minds. And the only way our minds can be renewed, hallelujah, our hearts veered into the will of God, is that we got to get in the Word of God, hallelujah, to get the wisdom of God so that we can discern between what is right and what's almost right. Saints of God, we've got to yield ourselves completely to the Lord. 99 and a half won't do. We've got to give God our whole heart, our whole mind, soul, and spirit. We have to give God every fiber of our being. God wants us to yield ourselves as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable, which is our reasonable service. Saints of God, it's time to give God the glory. It's time to give him the praise. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even in the midst of our affliction, stand on the promises of God. Psalms 34:19 is one of my favorite scriptures where David reminds us that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of them all. God delivers us. I like that. Out of them all. Don't say that he'll deliver us out of some of them, but it says he'll deliver us out of all of our afflictions. What are our afflictions? Our trials, our tribulations, our problems we have with our enemies. Hallelujah. And even situations with our own self. We have to remember that we must daily, saints, examine ourselves and make sure that we are walking in faith. Jesus said when he returns, he's looking to see if there's faith on the earth when he come back. Hallelujah. We want to make sure that we are among the five wise virgins. Glory be to God. We want to have plenty of oil in our lamps. We want to be filled with the Holy Spirit. We want to be filled with the anointing. We want to be filled with the oil of the Holy Ghost. Saints of God, we've got to be filled, especially in times like these, that we can lead others to Christ. Glory be to God. Saints of God, we got to be examples of what people of God should be. Glory be to God. So remember, saints, let's obey what Jesus says in the book of Matthew, where he says, I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. Do good to them. So in other words, we need to pray, hallelujah, that the Lord would bring true conviction upon our enemies, that they may turn and see their wicked ways and turn to the Lord and give their lives to the Lord. Glory be to God. I thank God that my family members, we were raised as Christian Scientists, saints. And I remember I was the first one saved, thanks to the Lord and my family. And when I would go to church and praise the Lord, I'd be in my room praising the Lord. My sisters and them would be laughing and grinning and carrying on. But guess what? Those sisters of mine, I would say all of my sisters now have turned to the way of holiness. Glory be to God. So don't be afraid when you're just that one, because you're that one that can make a difference. Keep on loving them. Keep on forgiving them. Keep on showing them love. Those in your family, associates, you know, people you do know, people you may not know, just still pray their salvation in the Lord. We love you dearly, and I'm going to hand this part of the service back over to Apostle Horsley, and if you all don't mind, we're going to do that right now. Praise the Lord, and then we'll go further.
But I'm not sure what happened, but we don't hear any voices right now. Don't know if the phone went on mute or what happened over there. Maybe you can try to come back in.
They're having a little trouble right now.
Yeah, let's just all come in and give God some praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
thank you, Jesus, for waking me up this morning. Thank you for this brand new day. Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes. Yes, yes,
Glory, glory, glory be to the point.
Thank you for
doing it, my love. I'm aware.
God is awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
Glorify you, Lord. I praise you, Lord.
Thank you.
Together once again, just supporting what God is doing and being in agreement. I do want to request prayer. I have to take my car to the shop again for another situation, a problem on the car. So just praying for favor as I go today to get the car repaired so it won't be a a major problem for me. And also pray for Francis. Pray for his healing. He needs to get another operation. Whatever they did the first time didn't work fully, so he needs to get operated on again. So we're going to pray for his healing and the doctors to be alert, also for his salvation. Also want to pray for Tyree, who has prostate cancer, that God will continue to heal him of the prostate cancer. I also want to solicit prayers for my niece, Yvette, and her children, LaBelle in London, that God will bring peace and help their minds, especially the mother. The mental condition is not the best that it can be, so pray for them and their salvation. Amen.
Okay. Amen. What was the name of the other person that you said at first?
Pray for healing and salvation.
For healing and salvation?
Okay. Francis. Francis.
Francis? Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a man. Uh-huh. My brother-in-law,
okay.
Actually.
Thanks, Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Sister Taylor. I just thank the Lord for another day. He woke me up in my right mind. And I just need prayer this morning for my left rotator cuff. I had surgery once before, and I'm believing God to do surgery, spiritual surgery, and physical surgery in this arm, this left arm. I don't want to have surgery again. It's an awful surgery. So I'm trusting God. Jesus' name.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila.
Okay. Hold on a minute, Sister. We want to get the other lady name that has problems with the shoulder with the, and then you can come, okay?
Sister
What's
Taylor.
Her name again? Say her name again.
Sister Taylor.
Sister Taylor. Okay, thank you. Okay. We continue. Okay, continue now. All right. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Sheila. I'm coming to pray for one of my coworkers. Her name is Tina. I don't know if y'all remember back in a while. She, like, invited me to her backside, but now she's, like, really sick, and She actually came to start talking with me, and I let her know that if you don't mind, we'll be praying for you. And she said to me, oh, I can go for a whole lot of prayer. And my heart was touched because the day that she had invited me to her backside, I just said, you know what, I'm going to pray for you, you know. And I know we all go through stuff. So right now I know that she do need prayer. And by her being a Caucasian woman, everybody wants to make a big thing out of it. But I can truly say that I did pray for her, and I'm continuing praying for her. And I'm asking God as prayer to please pray for Tina. I don't know her last name. She's a coworker. Thank you so much.
Amen. We certainly are praying.
Mm-hmm. Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Marie. And I'm asking for prayer for Precious. She discovered that she has cancer. Also pray for me. On yesterday, I've been having a problem in my left hip. I don't know what to do to the surgery that I had. Just keep them up in prayer for healing.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. This is Darlene B. again, and I request prayer for my grandson, David. He has a cold or flu or something, and prayerfully he would not spread it to the family, because normally when one child gets something, all four children and the mom, well, usually the dad, but not the mom. For some reason, she seems to be immune to most of the stuff that they go through. But just pray for that family, the Gibson family, that this cold will not spread to the rest of the children.
Yes,
amen. 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 I would like prayer for our grandchildren. Oh, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Yes, you can go ahead, honey.
Good morning, this is Sister Yvonne, and I'm asking prayer for my family. Keep my family in prayer. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Amen. 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 This is Sister Horsey. I'm praying, please keep my family in prayer for our salvation, especially our grandchildren and great-grands, that they will come on the Lord's side. God bless you.
Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Scholastica here, listening in agreement. Continue praying for the families and against this spirit of murder. People just killing each other here, husbands killing their wives and children, and it's just all over. And let's just pray against this spirit of murder and continue praying for salvation. Because Jesus is the answer for our problem today. And I thank God for the wait this morning and all the prayers that have already gone out. I'm listening in agreement. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We have another?
Good morning. This is Sister Lucinda, and I'm so grateful to be here in this fellowship. And I just appreciate each and every voice that has spoken up here today and all the word that we've heard. And I just ask for thanksgiving that God has granted us with optimal health and wellness and mobility, that we're able to move with ease and without discomfort. And so thank you very much.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Well, we have a prayer request, and we thank God for all that transpired. I want to go back to a thought I had as the wife was expounding. She came across a scripture that God said, with Jesus, when he comes back, will he find faith on the earth? Yeah, the mark, that's what it. And what happened is that, to me, it was saying, when Jesus Christ came, would you know that he is the Son of the living God, that all things work by the Spirit of God? It's very important that you have to remind yourself that you're no longer yourself, that you're a child of the King. that that power that you pray, that life and death, is in the power of your tongue. Mm-hmm. And we've been having great worship this year and great praise, and God just moved us mm-hmm. to another level of worship where it gets real intense now. Mm-hmm. So let's go forth expecting, hallelujah to God. Mm-hmm. And talking about miracles happening so quick, we prayed the other morning, this is a testimony. I was about to tell it yesterday when they were talking about the quickness.
Oh, yeah.
There was a mother that we've been praying for, and she went back to jail. She was incarcerated.
Mm-hmm.
And after the prayer line, the prayer for her gave me a call, said, come pick up. They let out, said, time will serve.
Mm-hmm.
God is just working miracles so great.
Yes.
There's just no one else like him.
Yes.
Hallelujah to God.
Amen.
And you could just continue have a steady diet up this year. Hallelujah to God. As we worship and praise God, as we go through this fasting and praying and humbling ourselves before the Lord, amen. Well, we're going to go get ready to go and pray. We're going to put this in up to Pastor Darlene and let her see if she has any more commentary or if she wants to say something on the God might have given us something. Then we go right in, we're going to pray for these prayer requests and head right to the top of the hour in the name of Jesus. A lot of things are transpiring, and you really have to pray for patience at this time. Everybody seemed to be driving reckless at this time. Oh, that was Luke 8:18. Luke 8:18 was the verse that said, what do you find? Faith on the earth.
Faith
on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And your faith has to be there because you're part of the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
I studied and I looked. I see that when Jesus stopped preaching about the kingdom of God, everything started happening. The war stopped. Everything to move and seemed to move better. And even at the tower, we went there when we started talking about the kingdom of God and the power of God
mm-hmm.
and the working of his Holy Spirit. The power of God just moved in a miraculous way and started changing lives. So bear that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to say things. You have to pray for those that despitefully use us. But know that you're a child of the king. Many people have called me that I got reinfected with COVID and stuff. And all we talked about was the works of Jesus Christ. That he's the beginning, the end, the first, and the last, that he is a healer.
Mm-hmm.
And healing is the children's bread.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to them a couple of days, and it started getting better. They were just wheezing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And they, every morning that we prayed, I would call back, and they would get better. And I told them, well, you'll be home by the weekend. Now they start feeling better. They said, well, thank you, and thank everyone so much for their prayers.
Yes.
Because we are able to obtain the victory through Jesus
Amen.
Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to put in the hands up, Pastor Darling, for the final comments, and we're going to pray and go to the top of the hour.
Mm-hmm.
We thank everyone
mm-hmm.
for their time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor
Amen.
Darling.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Once again, Sister Evangelist Wonderland, thank you so much for the word today. I mean, it was just so beautiful. And as you were talking about praying for your enemies and not sending anything mean to them, I just heard Sister asking for prayer for someone who was not doing kind things towards her at her job. So that's just an example of how the word of God will help us to not have evil towards anybody. No matter what they do to us. So I just wanted to make that point this morning. And just to know that the word of God is so beautiful. I mean, just to see it live in our lives is awesome. So that was good to hear this morning from our Sister Sheila. I don't even know if she was on the line at the time that Sister Evangelist Wonderland was speaking, but I just wanted to share that. And so right now, let's just everybody come in. We're going to go ahead. Pray for these requests. Everybody heard them, so let's just say, go ahead and say our prayers for these requests. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. First of all, we pray.
In the name That Jesus died He was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia. Zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.